to reconvene the Arizona Acupuncture Board meeting of February 26, 2020 at 1:20. Okay. So, yes, sir, you had asked to make another comment?
Yeah, thank you. Just one other little overview. From the original complaints who are coming from a woman who I didn't work with, and I'm not sure why, other than this patient or friend or other woman who's been after money has talked to her, there were no grounds for, I think it was terminated from two jobs. I did talk to the woman in one where I was let go, but I think the owners knew, they were just afraid of her. I went back to work for one of the owners, and the other owner and I started a nonprofit together November 1st, so they know that the allegations were groundless. I think they are just afraid of this woman, and they were both happy to work with me again. The other complaints, there were no grounds. No one ever talked to me about alcohol or anything. This is all just piled on top of this one patient's complaint that I talked to her at the clinic after me not caving into blackmail or extortion or whatever the money that she wanted. These two women have added alcohol and getting fired. The second termination, there was never any, no one ever talked to me about alcohol or anything. That was also just, I read in the report for the first time. I left that clinic to start the nonprofit with the original owner of the first clinic. I told him that I was starting this nonprofit with a friend, and there was somewhat of a competitive issue. Didn't want me taking patients from one clinic to the other. So that's when I left. That's all I knew. The first time I've heard of any alcohol besides my DUI, which I'm guilty of, was in the reports. And it was ignorant of me not to know that I needed to report charges, not convictions, within 10 days. Mm-hmm. On a technicality, I was issued a citation for the DUI, and we were waiting for blood work, and I wasn't charged with the DUI until mid-January. So as far as violating that board rule, I did not do that. I reported the charges within 10 days. And the same with the woman's allegations of these felony charges. The indictments came through later and were timely reported. Although that is, you know, still ignorance on my part not to know to report charges, not convictions.
Well, we are in receipt of the copies of the allegations and the charges that have been filed. So based on that, we as a board have the option of, one, dismissing the complaint, two, issuing a letter of concern, three, a disciplinary action, which could include educational courses, four, being a consent agreement, and five, being a suspension of your license. So with that, we want to open it up to discussion amongst the board members as to how we would move forward. We were simply in a meeting to understand some of the legalities as it surrounds the situation, and so all discussion will take place here in open forum so that you're able to observe that. Okay.
Thank you.
So with the floor open, who would like to start?
This is board member Celine. Can I pose a question? I am not a practicing acupuncturist. I'm a public member of the board. I'm referencing a report by the Arizona Department of Public Safety regarding the October 4th DUI incident, in which it describes that Mr. Thompson, after the collision, leaned into an open window with an unopened pack of needles and attempted to place them on the person, and also to place acupuncture needles in the ears of one of the victims of the crash. I'd like to pose the question, is this ever done is acupuncture ever performed in such a setting as this? And if not, what is the level of I guess, alarm that such a practice would raise in your mind?
Okay. To whom are you placing the question, Board Member Celine? Are you placing it to the acupuncture board or to Brent here today?
Yeah, I'm asking for clarification from the acupuncturist on the board.
Okay.
To kind of describe for me this type of conduct.
Great, thank you.
Acupuncture can be used in trauma settings, including battlefields. I have no problems with that. It's I don't know the circumstances around this.
So
it seems to the report seems to indicate that that the acupuncture was going to be administered without permission, without consent of the patient, according to the report by the Department of Public Safety. So that's what I'm asking about.
Yeah, no, that's not permissible.
And at that point, I believe that you were some impaired. You had just been in an accident, and then you were later cited and pled guilty to being under the influence of alcohol.
Right. I don't know where that report comes from that I offered anybody else acupuncture. I put needles in my own ear. And when they questioned, explained what I was doing. I did talk to other people involved in the accident. Did not offer them acupuncture, though. They just asked what I was doing, and I said, this is, for stress, anxiety, for the trauma. Yeah, there is triage, I would not have wanted to do acupuncture on anybody else, and especially people I didn't know.
But I believe that was stated in one of the reports that we received DPS reports?
Yes.
There were no police there at the time.
I'd be happy to read that section if that's helpful.
Thank you.
In the report, it describes an individual who was a witness to the crash. That individual, I'll just read it from here. It says the person whose vehicle was collided with was transported to the ground ambulance, St. Mary's Hospital, so on and so forth. She stated that after the collision, she's unable to move due to the pain, and Brent Thompson opened her door and attempted to place acupuncture needles in her ears. She also stated she was afraid, and Ott, who I think is the individual who witnessed the crash, told him to, quote, get away from her, please don't touch her. Ott stated that Thompson leaned into the open window with an unopened pack of acupuncture needles and attempted to place them somewhere on her person. He stated that he got between Thompson and the open window to force him away from her and told him, look, you can't do that. Thompson then opened the driver door and reached in to remove the seatbelt and then attempted to remove the person who had been, who was in the vehicle who had been collided with, and he told him not to move her. And that was the end of that section.
That's a John Ott statement. That's inaccurate. I did, all three of us were standing there together. I was never in the car, never reached in. I had needles in my ear, and I had an unopened pack of needles. I never tried to put them in anybody or remove anybody from a car.
All right, well, we're not here to contest. Yeah. He said, she said.
Additional discussion, comments?
Given the severity of the situation and scenario, how would you handle it? What do you think would be a course of action
for the board to take? Is that
yes.
For the board to take?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the standard for a DUI is. I do understand that is very unprofessional. It had nothing to do with the profession, putting patients at risk. I did put the community at risk, though, by driving drunk, and I understand that I am paying those penalties legally. As far as professionally goes, mean, legally, I feel like I'm paying the penalty. I'm happy, I'm grateful to be accountable. If you think that is not enough, I've learned my lesson. I haven't drank long before that. I'm not a drinker. I don't do drugs. The Xanax was, you know, I was going through insomnia and stress-induced. I was having PTSD symptoms and panic attacks and insomnia from the stress of this woman kind of controlling and manipulating. And I did take Xanax to sleep, and I did take too many. There was no alcohol involved that night. This is like two people crusading against me because I didn't give them what they wanted. I let it crush me. I let it drive me.
So the question is,
what? I would say, as the board, I mean, the penalty has been imposed by the state already. None of this affected any patients. None of this affected anything acupuncture-wise. None of it was on the same day or affected my treatment of patients. I've treated, tens and tens of thousands of people without an issue. Been loved. I was the busiest acupuncturist in Tucson when I met this woman. Completely booked, double booked, no complaints. Everything was going along merrily. And I went above and beyond and thought I would help this woman. And by seeing her outside the clinic, kind of opened myself up to an attack. But I protected the clinic. I made them aware of everything. I made the patient aware of everything, tried to do the best for her. I just didn't. Protect me well enough.
Well, I believe that this has moved past the DUI. That is certainly a component and a very, very important component, but there are other factors. So if I may, I'd like to ask you, Are you familiar with what an interim consent agreement is?
Interim consent, no.
Okay. David, would you mind describing the interim consent just from a perspective of what that means? And that interim consent agreement would have conditions attached to it that would need to be completed. So
certainly administratively, an interim consent agreement is a document that the licensee and the board agree to with certain stipulations contained in it. Basically any stipulation that both the licensee and the board agrees to, and is an interim order in that it's in the middle of the investigation. It's not a final disposition and allows the board to take a time out, as it was stated previously, and allow external things to take their course, as it were.
So is that something that you would have an interest in, is the board having more discussion about what those conditions would be, and with the full understanding that if you would have a certain amount of time to consider whether you were accepting that, a few days, whether you were going to accept it or not, and if you did accept it, understanding that should you violate that agreement, that there would be consequences to that, and it would probably depend on the type of violation. So is that something you'd like for us to contemplate?
Yes.
Okay.
Versus the decision right now?
Versus, yes, there are other options, which one would be the suspensions.
Yeah.
So, board, let's have some discussion on if we were to offer an interim consent agreement, what those conditions might be. And
I would offer that he would voluntarily not practice acupuncture until his legal matters are resolved.
And the board reviewed the allegations?
Yes.
To make a final decision?
I can say I'm compliant with that. Since the allegations to free the nonprofit from all of this, I quit practicing December 1st, so December, January, February. Okay. I've been staying out of it just to distance myself from the clinic. Okay. And, for everybody's sake.
Point of clarification, you're not seeing any patients at all, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
This is board member Sleen. pose a question to Mr. Tom?
Go ahead.
It appears the expiration date for your license is February 28th of 2020, so it's coming up in a few days. And my understanding is that you have not yet applied for a renewal of your license. Can I ask what is your intention? Do you intend to continue practicing acupuncture? Do you intend to let your license last indefinitely?
I was on the line. I was actually going to ask everyone here about that today. I went online to renew, and I had a problem with the online. It said pending. I thought maybe my license was under some special hold or something that didn't allow me to renew, or is it a website thing or my connection?
You had begun an application in December, but did not complete that application, so the application is pending. So you would simply go and edit that application and complete it.
Okay, I tried that. I'll try again.
So to your point, you're in to continue practicing acupuncture. It's just an issue of getting your renewal application submitted. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I went to the edit option, and I've done it online before and hadn't had an issue, but it seemed to be freezing, or there. I thought maybe there was a special hold that was put on it, but maybe it was just my. Maybe it was just something with
There's no special hold on your license.
Okay. I will get back.
Thank you, Brandon.
I have a feeling there will be a lapse. I'm not sure that I will have everything ready in the next 2 days.
Just informationally, I'm not associated with the complaint. Your renewal process is separate from the complaint and allegation. However, if you allow your license to expire, you'll have 60 days to renew that license, and there'll be an additional $100 renewal fee, renewal fee. So.
Thank you.
And after that 60th day, your license closes, and you'll not be able to renew it. You'll have to apply for a new license.
Okay.
So.
Brent, would you agree to undergo a substance abuse evaluation or psychiatric evaluation?
Mm-hmm. I have, and I've completed all of the drug and alcohol screening required by the state, 36 hours for the DUI. I did that preemptively. And I've undergone counseling, psychotherapy, and I've seen a therapist, and I've been cleared. It's taken a toll since meeting this woman. It's been a trying time. But I feel good, and it was no intention to kill myself when I took the Xanax like that. It was a bout of insomnia and an overdose, and I don't have an ongoing alcohol issue, although I did drink and drive that day, and I haven't drank since, so that was a bad combo.
Madam Chairperson, to that point, the substance abuse evaluation that this board would be ordering is an order of magnitude different from what you would have gone through in the court system. And so this would be a separate evaluation that specifically looks at your whether or not you have an habitual intemperance to drugs or alcohol, and so on and so forth. So just informationally.
And this would be at the expense of Mr. Thompson, correct?
I plead that that's unnecessary. I have not used drugs I don't use drugs. There was one episode of a few pills of Xanax, and I haven't drank in 5 months. And it was.
Are you saying that this request is unacceptable to you?
No, not unacceptable. I would recommend that it's unnecessary.
And I think that we also would want to have the opportunity to be aware of and contemplate the entire investigative report that is currently ongoing for the other allegations of kidnapping and sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So does this all sound acceptable to the board?
It does.
Yeah. So would someone like to make a motion and then restate? And we'll certainly fill in blanks.
Before a motion is made, can I just ask, I'm trying to follow if you're on the phone, what are the conditions that would be put into the ICA? Can I just get a listing of what would be put in there?
I can say it if you want.
Okay. I'm sorry, David said that he would be happy to reiterate those, restate what we've just talked about.
Absolutely, Chairperson Williams. For my notes, the board is offering a consent agreement to LAC Thompson, in which he would agree not to practice acupuncture until both the criminal court case had been resolved and the board reviewed it at a board meeting to release him from that consent to not to practice, and also that he complete a substance abuse evaluation at his expense.
And psychological?
Do you know what? The psychological evaluation wasn't specifically discussed.
Are you asking to add that?
I think the substance one is the key one for me.
Okay.
I don't know if that's important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm curious still about the Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
How often are you in the habit of taking one?
I'm not in the habit of taking any prescription drugs. That was a one-time thing. I don't take any recreational drugs, no prescription. That was like literally a one-time thing. And alcohol runs in my family. My grandpa was an alcoholic. And so I've gone to AA every day since October 4th, and I hadn't been drinking before that, but also that was a day of relapse. And when I got that DUI is when, you know, the charge for talking to this patient in the clinic is from April. The women saved it until November when I was cutting them out of my life and wasn't going to pay them. They entered these charges from April, and I was under the stress that I was under. I drank that day in October. I guess the charges probably came in October, and I got them in November. Alcohol had not been a problem. There was no drinking at work. That's all just added to the original charge of me getting fired for talking to her. None of this has any grounds as far as I'm concerned, except for a DUI. And now she's making
the board understands
the criminal
your position
yes.
on this.
I'm sorry?
The board understands your position
okay.
on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no drug issues, no prescriptions.
Okay, back to, are we ready to then make a motion? Any more discussion? Okay. May I have a motion, please?
I'll raise a motion. We'd like to require Brent Thompson to enter into, I guess it's called an
interim consent
agreement,
ICA,
requiring him at his own expense to secure substance abuse evaluation and to refrain.
By board approved.
Yes,
provider.
Board approved by board approval, and to refrain from practice of acupuncture in the state of Arizona.
And it is still conditioned upon the entire investigative report and review.
Yes, exactly.
And by board approved, do you mean that it needs to come back to the board for them to approve it, or do you mean that the executive director can approve it as delegated by the board?
Approve it. Yes.
Okay.
As approved by the executive director.
And what if he decides not to sign it? Do you have a time frame?
5 days?
His license expires Friday, is that correct? So,
what's a reasonable time frame for preparation of the document? Executive director, legal counsel?
Say within 3 days of being presented.
Okay.
And that gives us a little play in getting it
prepared
in a form.
Okay.
Does that sound good within 72 hours upon presentation of the ICA? And at the appropriate time, Madam Chair, members of the board, if I could have just asked for some clarifications as well in the motion.
Thank you.
I think it's, did we want to put a time frame on the completion of the substance abuse evaluation or just before being released from the ICA, submitting a evaluation that has been pre-approved by board staff?
It sounds appropriate to me.
Prior to being released.
Recommendation. I think that's
He's just posing the question.
Yes.
Of whether or not we wanted to say within 14 days, or do we want to say by the time of release?
Yeah.
By the time of the release, I think is most practical. Am I correct? Yes.
That'd be great. And then.
Well, it would be a condition of the release,
yes.
Also.
So, yeah.
We're not trying to make it difficult for you. What we want to do is protect the public. This is our intent.
And just to be clear, that the agreement is that his license will be suspended.
Yes.
Until being released from the ICA.
Correct.
And being released from the ICA will be at the board's sole discretion. The length of it at least will be until you approve a final disposition. And one of those is that there's been a final disposition in the criminal case. Do you want that to be a
the
component
completion.
As well,
yes.
for consideration, or is that kind of an independent factor? I don't know that you necessarily.
It is maybe an independent factor, but it would affect my personal judgment on that, so I'd like to see it completed.
Okay.
And Madam Chair and members of the board,
yes.
Just informationally for us, on a staff level, it's difficult to keep a case open basically forever.
Right.
And so it's you know, it's possible that this case could take a year, you know, a year and a half, you know, however long it takes to get through the system. And so it may be beneficial to have it reevaluated after 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, or maybe what we could do is again, leave it up to him to successfully complete a substance abuse evaluation before it can be released, but also put in a requirement that perhaps maybe quarterly he updates the board on the
status of
the criminal
investigation,
and that you have that at least updates on a quarterly basis.
Mm-hmm.
But again, ultimately making the suspension stay in effect at the discretion of the board.
That all sounds very prudent.
And I hope the board members telephonically can hear me as well.
Board Member Celine?
Yes, I.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Thank you.
Board Member Carter can hear.
Thank you. Okay, would you like to maybe restate the...
At Board Member Zimmerman's, absolutely. I'm happy to do so.
Okay. I would like the ICA to stay in effect until completion of the trial, but updates, I think, quarterly are very appropriate. So I will restate it. I would like the board to secure an ICA agreement, which includes an agreement not to practice acupuncture in the state of Arizona.
Under suspension.
Which will be treated as a suspension.
Which will be treated as a suspension. And in addition, we require substance abuse evaluation
by a provider that's
by
been
a provider approved by the board, by our director.
Director Jaminski.
I think, and quarterly updates are required. Am I missing anything, please?
What date, or by when does he need to
We need to have it signed within 3 days of receipt, and we would assume we will have that done within 2 weeks.
Yes.
And if he chooses not to sign it, what's the other option?
Suspension.
Let's entertain that as
a separate
motion.
Order.
Okay. Should that be a separate motion?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Is that complete?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We have our Our motion raised by Board Member Zimmerman and seconded by Board Member LaJave. Executive Director Jaminski, would you mind reading the motion since we're kind of doing this in steps?
Absolutely. The motion by Board Member Zimmerman, seconded by Board Member LaJave, to offer an interim consent agreement to licensee Brent Thompson, requiring substance abuse evaluation from board-approved evaluator, an evaluator approved by the executive director of this board, that he not practice acupuncture until released from this consent agreement by the board, and that he report on a quarterly basis on the status of his court case, and that he sign this order within 3 days of it having been sent to him by board staff.
Within the 2 weeks.
And failure to sign it within the 3-day period. I'm sorry.
And so that's a separate order.
Motion.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Motion.
The only other thing was that during the time that he agrees not to practice acupuncture, his license would be in a state of suspension.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you.
Can I make the motion?
Please.
I would like to make the motion that.
I'm sorry.
We have to have
a vote on it. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so all in favor of the board that is currently in discussion? Yes.
Could we do this as a roll call vote?
That's a wonderful idea. Thank you, Seamus.
It's a disciplinary action.
So, yes, since it is a disciplinary action, we will defer to a roll call vote. Executive Director, would you please call the roll?
Absolutely. Board Member Hayden?
Yes.
Board Member Zimmerman?
Aye.
Board Member LaJave?
Aye.
Board Member Celine?
Aye.
Board Member Klein?
Aye.
Board Member Fontes?
Aye.
And Chairperson Williams?
Aye. Okay, so the motion has passed unanimously, and the Executive Director will record that vote. So, Secretary Fontes?
Yes. I would like to make a motion that Mr. Thompson's license be suspended should he choose not to sign within 72 hours of receipt.
Yeah. I'll second that motion.
Yeah. Well,
some discussion
for that.
Sure.
Thank you so much. What I'm hearing is that the board is inclined to make a motion to summarily suspend Mr. Thompson's license if he doesn't sign the ICA within 72 hours of receipt. And the basis for the summary suspension is for all the facts, factual allegations raised in the board's investigative report and the allegations of unprofessional conduct as set forth within that report. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
And based upon all that information, the board finds that the public's health, safety, and welfare. Madam Chair, if you could help me with that language.
Yes, the imminent threat to public health, safety, and welfare requires the emergency action to be required. Yep.
May I ask if that was your motion?
That was exactly my motion. How did you know?
Thank you.
And that's the motion I seconded.
Thank you.
Okay. Should we do a roll call?
A roll call?
Yes.
Again, since this is a disciplinary action, let's have Executive Director Jaminski do a roll call vote, please.
Absolutely. Board Member Hayden?
Aye.
Board Member Zimmerman?
Aye.
Board Member LaJave?
Aye.
Board Member Celine?
Aye.
Board Member Klein?
Aye.
Board Member Fontes?
Aye.
And Chairperson Williams?
Aye.
So seven ayes, one absent, zero not voting.
Okay. Very good.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Members of the board, may I just take a moment to try to re-explain to Mr. Thompson just what happened?
Please.
So the board voted to offer you an ICA with various terms and conditions, primarily that your license be suspended pending the continuation of the investigation and in the criminal matter, for you to provide the board with quarterly updates as to what's going on in the criminal matter. and that you won't be able to be released from the interim consent agreement until you successfully complete a substance abuse evaluation by an evaluator that has been approved by board staff or the executive director. Board staff is going to draft that document and present it to you. Upon presentation, you'll have 72 hours to sign it and return it. If you don't within that time frame, that'll indicate to the board that you don't wish to sign the interim consent agreement. And again, that's entirely up to you. But if you choose not to, the board has moved that they will immediately summarily suspend your license. And
summarily?
Yeah, meaning that it'll happen automatically. You'll get a board order summarily suspending your license. And this matter will be remanded to a formal administrative hearing, which you'll be entitled to within 60 days, certainly no later than 60 days of receipt of that order of summary suspension.
I received the ICAA via email?
Yes, we'll send it to you by email.
So I'll be signing it, printing it out, signing it, putting it in the mail, and hoping it gets to you within 72 hours.
If we're in communication, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, and if, you know, ideally what, you know, the ability to submit a sign and scan it and return it with the original hard copy in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll defer to boards, to David.
That's
and board staff
perfect.
On how they handle it.
Yeah.
And you'll want to reach out and communicate that.
And I'll, you know, if you decide to sign this consent agreement, I would be your primary point of contact for the order. And so anytime you have a question or whatever, you would just contact me to work out, you know, whatever the issue was.
Okay. Yeah. Print, sign, take a photo, and send it to you.
And then mail it. Yeah.
And then mail it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Manager.
Thank you. All right. So the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding a chemical dependency program approval for PEMA, AccuDetox program. Director Jeminski, will you please provide an overview?
Absolutely. This is an application for chemical dependency program pursuant to the board's substantive policy statement. From PEMA, which is the Phoenix Institute for Herbal Medicine and Acupuncture. They filled out the appropriate forms and provided the appropriate affidavit along with a list of the auricular acupuncturists and supervising acupuncturists for the program, along with information surrounding their facility and the clinic they intend to operate. It appears to meet the requirements of the substantive policy statement. It looks like Della Estrada, I'm sorry, it looks like Catherine Nemec from PEMA is present, so if you would like to speak to her about this application, you could do so.
Okay. So is there any discussion?
Would you care to approach or?
Thank you so much, Mark.
I'm going to excuse myself and...
I don't know, we could get in trouble here before.
Thank you for your
Thank you so much.
Time and participation.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The council is very much appreciated. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. Madam Chair, members of the board, I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
I reviewed the application and see it to be in good order. Is there anyone have any... Any points of discussion?
I would just like if you just give us an overview of your program that you have.
I'm sorry, which program?
The one that...
Auricular acupuncture.
AccuDetox program. The program itself, or the 70-hour program?
Right, I believe
not, not your training program,
your training,
the chemical dependency program.
That
you'd like to...
chemical dependency program.
Yeah.
Yes. Training program.
No.
Yes. No,
so
the program for
program.
Oh, just
people,
the
recipients.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, my apologies.
Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the board, we currently have a regular clinic shift, a regular clinic at our college. It's in conjunction with our Foundation for PEMA Research and Education. Their goal is to support those who have chemical dependency issues and suffer from any of the related issues around that. Targeted also towards veterans, but that's not who shows up. We have whoever may come to our clinic. So in addition to our regular teaching clinic, we have on Wednesdays and Fridays from 4 to 7 p.m. an opportunity for people to come in, sit community style acupuncture, and they get auricular acupuncture for $10. And we also are, the foundation's goal is to fundraise also to support free treatments as well. So, and that's been going on for a while. And that is not, that is staffed by a licensed acupuncturist, but if we can allow it to be staffed by DBS, then
oh, I see.
We can possibly expand it and potentially have other locations needed.
Certainly in alignment with the legislation that's currently pending
yes.
to expand this program exponentially. So welcome aboard.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments?
No, I understand. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Can I get a motion for approving the Pima AccuDetox program?
I would like to make a motion to approve the Pima AccuDetox program.
Okay. And a second, please.
I will second the motion.
Okay, motion made by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member Zimmerman to grant approval for the Pima AccuDetox program. So, can we have a vote?
Do we have discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None opposed, so it has passed unanimously. The director will record the vote.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, items 9 through 11 are on pending legislation. Director Jaminski, will you please provide an overview?
Absolutely. Senate Bill 11127 is the bill for athletic trainers to have an increase in their scope to provide dry needling. At the last meeting, the board requested that Board Member Fitzgerald produce a letter for the board to send to the chairperson of those committees with the board's concerns. Working with Board Member Fitzgerald, we created that document, which is in your materials, and so the board would have an opportunity to review that, make any technical changes they'd like to, and then direct me to send it to the appropriate parties.
Excellent. It's very well crafted.
Mm-hmm. Are there, and I apologize, but are there any changes that the board members felt were necessary in that letter?
That was well written.
Well written.
It was excellent.
Mm-hmm. I have none.
Okay. Thank you for.
Oh, my Wi-Fi's slowed down, so can't see
Board Member Klein here, are we discussing the response on SB 1127?
Yes.
I think it looks good. There's a typo in paragraph 123. The dry needling is missing an R.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
That's correct.
Then we'll go through it one last time for typographical and grammatical changes.
That.
Okay.
Would you like to just take a look at it on my computer? Or?
Well, she's lost all internet access, so it'll be an issue for prior or okay. previous.
So I'm familiar with the letter. I just.
Then what's your issue with the letter?
What?
What is your issue with the letter?
I wanted to remind myself if there was a way to make it stronger or not. But I don't. But I think it's. I actually sent you my comments already. So, thank you so much.
Do we have further discussion on this letter?
Do we want to make a motion to approve the letter?
You direct me to send it to the President of the Senate and Speaker of the House and so on and so forth. Or just send it to the appropriate parties in the legislature. Parties. Yeah.
Okay. I'll raise a motion to approve the letter as written with the correction of the typographical error.
And more errors.
We'll go through it and yeah.
Okay.
With the correction of any typographical errors.
Any typographical error to the appropriate members
of the legislature.
Legislative members that should receive it.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion has been raised by Board Member Zimmerman to accept the letter as amended or as corrected for typographical errors and to send forward to the legislature. And has been seconded by Board Member Fontes. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, the ayes have it and carry. So Board Member Drominski, please record the vote.
Absolutely. The next item is Senate Bill 1371. This is the board's bill that we put forward. If you want, I can give a general overview of what's happened and where it's at, where it's currently at in the process, if that's helpful for the board.
Please.
So this bill is our Ricky the Acupuncture and adding trauma, removing the chemical dependency programs, including removal of needles as part of the scope and so on and so forth. This bill was run as a strike all, which means that they took a bill that was meant for something else. They removed all of the language in it and put our language in its place. And so its technical title is access eligibility, but it now has absolutely nothing to do with access eligibility. It's our bill, so it's now acupuncture board. That bill went before the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, where your chairperson, Judge Chuck Pyle, and myself testified to that committee. It was passed out of the committee with a due pass recommendation and sent to CAL, which is the Committee of the Whole, which is a committee made up of the entire Senate together and allows them to have more discussion than they would in their formal regular meeting. And so it's actually at the Committee of the Whole today. And I'm actually looking at the legislature's website, and they're speaking to the agenda that we're on as we speak. And
excellent.
So
thoughts.
Yeah, so I anticipate that that will pass out of the Committee of the Whole, and then at that point it will go to the Senate for a final and third read, where they would vote to approve the bill and send it to the House. At that point, we go through all the same steps again. We go to the House Health and Human Services Committee, and again, we'll be present at the committee to testify as to the importance of the bill. We'll be communicating with legislators in the House who may have any questions and who are on the appropriate committees. It'll then go to the Rules Committee, where they will decide whether or not it's legal to have that bill, basically. And then it'll go to the caucuses for the majority and minority caucuses for them to review the bill and basically a study session format. And neither of the rules or the caucuses will we be going to speak to them. That's kind of an internal thing. Rules usually takes 4 minutes and they move everything in one giant consent.
Wow.
So with 20 bills on it and that sort of thing, because all the study's been done beforehand. And then it'll go again to the House Committee of the Whole and then the House vote. Once all that goes through, and all this is assuming, of course, that we make it out of committee in the House and that it's approved by the House itself, and then goes to the governor for signature.
Could you tell me a rough time frame that you would predict it would be realistic to complete this process?
So the Senate is completing the hearing of all of their bills this week and next week, I want to say. And so our committee of the whole for our bill was today, and then I anticipate it going for a third read within the next 2 days, so probably Friday-ish. And then once it does that, it gets transmitted to the House. The House is not hearing any bills from the Senate until they complete the hearing of their own bills. And so that may be another week or 2 weeks or, you know, whatever it is for them to complete their process over there. There's twice as many members in the House, and it's a much more active body, just generally because there's more individuals involved. And so so we'll see. There's no way to tell exactly. You know, once it goes to the governor for his signature, he signs it, but it doesn't go into effect immediately. There's something called sine die, and so it'll go into effect 90 days past sine die, 60 days past sine die. 60 days past sine die, which is the end of the legislative session. And so last year it was August 27th was sine die.
Okay.
60 days past sine die.
Excellent. May I comment that I'm exceedingly impressed with the efficiency of the Arizona legislative process. It really stands out from my past experience.
Well, this bill, I feel we had a little bit of excitement in the beginning to get it going, but I feel like it's fairly non-controversial going forward, and hopefully it should just sail right through it. It hasn't always been my experience with legislation that has been brought before the legislature, so certainly it's been a good experience so far.
It's been a wonderful experience, and I thank David for his tenacity. It really was on the very verge of dying before it ever made it to the Senate because the bill was misplaced, and we were down to like the last 15 minutes, and they acknowledged and agreed to place it in the Stryker bill. So it was a pins and needle event, but I agree with you. Senator Brophy McGee has been amazing. I went to two different sessions and was incredibly impressed with how cordial and polite everyone was and how empathic they were. I had sent off an endorsement to the senators myself asking for their support and did hear back from the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Rick Ray, and he was just very kind. And been in a very interesting process, so happy to be a part of seeing it through. I do think there still are opportunities for it to potentially fall apart if somebody gets a bee in their bonnet, but right now it certainly feels good that we've at least made it through the first couple of steps. So thank you to everyone for working diligently on it for the last couple of years.
And I'm watching the Senate as we speak, and we have three bills between us and the vote for the Committee of the Whole, so I'll let you know if that happens while we're in the meeting.
Excellent.
Or we could go ahead and move forward and maybe make the mad dash over.
Yeah. Next item is House Bill 2809. And let me just pull up my personal progress here. This is the bill that I sent to your attention during this last month where the proposal is this, that the boards would only be allowed to have 50% of their total appropriation in a cash balance at any one time, and if they feel that the cash balance will exceed 50% of their appropriation, they need to waive their fees until it is reduced to below 50% of their appropriation. Mm-hmm. And so this obviously, as an administrator, is concerning because it, you know, limits our ability to leverage our cash balance to, you know, improve our technology and to provide additional services, licensees, and that sort of thing into the future. But, you know, generally, this is something that the governor is behind, and it's not normal for boards to get into the middle of that process. So if the board wanted to send in something about it, it would say, we're not objecting to the bill, but we feel like these common sense changes could benefit the bill and make it, you know, work better, sort of thing.
That sounds like a very prudent suggestion. we need to have a motion on that as to whether or not to approve you drafting a letter to position our concerns from an administrative standpoint.
If you wanted to do that, this is going to move pretty quickly in the next few weeks, and so the next board meeting would be too late, basically. If you were wanting to send a letter like that, you could direct me to draft it and then have your chairperson approve it or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's the discussion that, yes.
So I just want to ask for the math lesson on this. I understand the concept behind it, but I couldn't figure out what that, the 50%, how does that get calculated? How does that work?
So there's a difference between
language,
there's a difference between appropriated monies and cash balance. Mm-hmm. So we have about a year's worth of cash in our reserves in our revolving fund. However, we don't get to use all that whenever we want. We're only allowed to use exactly what the legislature appropriates to us, meaning they tell us of your, you know, just picking a number, $100,000, you can only use $60,000 of it this year. And then we take in fees all year long, and as we use money, it's, you know, replenished and so on and so forth. And so what this bill would do is it would say, we've appropriated you, you have $100,000 in your bank account, we've appropriated you $60,000 to use this year, and so now you need to stop collecting revenue until you get down to $30,000 in your bank account.
And so if that happens, how do we make it fair for everybody that has to pay fees?
That's a great question. The bill says that the board should attempt to make it equitable. So that's...
David, this is one thing. Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
There's a few things in the bill that are unclear to me, a few definitions, a few processes, things like that. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any sort of feedback about where the sponsors intend to go from here? Do they intend to amend the bill? Do you know anything about that?
I haven't been responded to for my contacts.
So how do we just assume that we can guess how many people will become new licenses?
The bill requires us every year to put together a report, basically, and submit it to the Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, and the Governor, saying this is what we think we're going to have in revenues in this upcoming year, and this is where we think that our cash balance is going to be, and based off of that, we're going to make our reduction in this way.
So would the board be open to having Executive Director Jerminski and possibly Board Member Saleem, given his acumen in this particular topic, draft a letter for the board expressing our concerns about parity and fairness and how this would all be administered?
I think that's excellent. They should get some feedback. I support this recommendation.
I might recommend some caution. David, has the governor's office thrown its support behind this bill?
Yes.
Yes.
So I would want to be careful about how we were to portray what we think about this bill as a force.
Well, that's part of why we would ask if you had an interest in assisting with the development of that letter, so that it would not be anything that's viewed as not supportive or hostile. That's a good word.
This is an item that the governor brought up in his State of the State at the beginning of the year, and so I think he's very interested in
making it happen,
accomplishing, you know, this bill, and so I imagine it probably will go forward this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can say we're not objecting to the bill, certainly, but here are some suggestions that we have to make it work better for our licensees and for the people who have to actually administer it in the boards.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with Board Member Saleem in that we need to be very careful and the way that that's worded, and certainly not, because ultimately, you know, we're part of the executive branch, and so the governor is our ultimate boss, you know,
yes,
as it were, and so we don't want to get between him and his projects.
Understandable.
So. I think a lot
to that point. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll wait.
All Are you sure? Because I'm not happy to wait for you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think there are some improvements that should be made to this bill if they wanted to move forward. I think there are some things that are very unclear. So as long as we're sticking to that, I think it's on pretty safe ground. There are some things in here that aren't, it's not obvious how we should proceed. So as long as we're not expressing concern about the underlying goals of the bill, I think would probably be okay.
Okay.
I agree with you very much. There is a lack of clarity on certain points. And I think for us to give feedback shows we're a team player, and it shows a valued role for the board.
Yeah.
And just something that was mentioned earlier, I'd be happy to help, you know, write a letter to communicate our concerns with the language of the bill.
Great. Would anybody like to make a motion to that effect?
Move that board member Celine will help write a letter that explains our support of the idea of the bill, but concerns with how it might.
Great.
The administration.
Yeah. Great. And in conjunction with Executive Director Jerminski, who would deliver it to the appropriate legislative parties.
I'll second that motion.
And approved by your board chairperson.
And approved
yes.
by
the
chairperson. Yes. Okay, so we have.
Can I ask a question? Motion real quick. So the motion is to send it on behalf of the board, correct? It's not.
Correct.
Is the board ain't going to be attached to it?
Correct. It would be on behalf of the board.
Okay, thank you.
So the motion by Board Member Zimmerman and seconded by Board Member LaJave to direct this letter.
It's the opposite.
I'm sorry. Motion by Board Member LaJave and seconded by Board Member Zimmerman to draft a letter to the governor or to the legislature expounding on our support, but also our concerns and ideas on how we could perhaps make it better. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed, so that is a unanimous vote, and the director will record the vote. Okay, are you complete there, Executive Director?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So the next item on the agenda is the call to the public on non-agenda items.
And I'm sorry, I just very briefly, we hadn't received any negative survey results since the last time we spoke.
Yes.
The only complaint that we have pending is the one which the board heard today. I spoke on some current legislation that's affecting the board. And otherwise, the budget materials are in your materials for review. I don't have an updated cash flow statement for this month, but I can get that to you at the next board meeting.
Wonderful. Okay, and then review, discussion, and possible action regarding future regular meeting dates. I don't know that we have anybody have any discussion points on that?
I have a request for April 22nd. Mm-hmm. I would like to attend this meeting, but may I do it by...
Telephonically?
Telephonically, mm-hmm. Please.
Yes.
Okay.
And that will be the April
22nd
meeting.
And just... personally, I've had, at the end of June, mm-hmm. I have a lot of stuff going on personally as far as commitments mm-hmm. at church and so on. I'm taking a group of young men in any case. Mm-hmm. So if we could either move that meeting forward to the week prior.
Sure.
Would be helpful. Or, yeah, so it's the 24th of June. So if we moved it to maybe even the week of the
17th?
Yeah, the week of the, or does the 10th work for? I just want to make sure that.
I would rather do it on the
17th. 17th, okay.
I have no preference.
I prefer the 17th as well.
Okay. Just give me one moment here.
Yeah, 17th is fine.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to amend this calendar, moving the meeting from June 24th to June 17th.
And we don't need specifically a motion for that,
right.
But it can just be by consensus.
By consensus. Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the call to the public on non-agenda items. We did have one person who signed in to address the board. However, he has left to attend the executive session. So at this point, let's see. Are there any items the board members would like placed on future agendas?
No.
Okay, none noted. There being no further business, I call for a motion to adjourn.
I'll raise a motion to adjourn our meeting.
A second.
Okay, a motion by Board Member Zimmerman and seconded by Board Member and Secretary Fontes to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so again, a unanimous vote. So the director will record the vote, and thank you all for your time and attention for a very long meeting today.
Yes.
And it is now 2:26.
And it is now 2:26.